Hello, welcome back to LDH Matter Podcast Show, your favorite show on interpersonal relationship, LDH Matters, mental health and lifestyle. Your favorite host is back again on the show, Comfort Flex. Comfort with the flex, so no the stress. Naso malibyo, ciao. Alright guys. I am your favorite host, and if you're just listening to my voice for the first time, oh, I'm so happy you decided to choose my podcast to listen to today. Thank you so much for choosing LDH Matter. Okay, guys, let's talk about first how social media has helped people's business, especially online business owners and people get to meet their old friends, old connect on the social media platforms. Yet we cannot overlook the fact that we have differences. Yeah, we are from different cultures, upbringing, and in fact we don't have the same perspective about certain things. You know, many people have conflict on social media, while some people are just there to cruise. Now, for whatever reasons you have decided to open an account on any social media platforms, there should also be known a fact to you that as much as there are different cultures, different people coming together to form a community on these platforms, we also must learn to respect each other's differences. We are not cutting out the fact that we have differences, but the focus is to respect these differences, to ensure that we have minimal conflict. And that is why, after observing, looking through different social media platforms, lifestyle, and behaviors people elicit in them, I've come to the conclusion that importance of today's podcast is essential, or whatever you can put it in. It is important I talk about this topic. Now, I know you must be wondering that I am here about to talk about etiquette, but wherever there is no rules, there is no law, there is no offense. Where you find that there is no law, there is no offense, it means you can decide to act anyhow, as long as there's no law, no rules guiding that environment. But here on social medias, on the social media platforms we have, there are rules, there are etiquettes you have to follow to make sure that you don't tamper with other people's perspective, or you don't disrespect other people's culture and differences. Now, there are different lifestyles, and of recent, I've come to notice that online or social media lifestyle is way different from people's physical lifestyle. Now I'm talking about the same person now. What a person elicits in behaviors online, it's quite different from what they do physically. If you have any of your friends, just go and check them. Go and check what they do online and what they do physically. You will see that there is a slight, or maybe let's say a large difference between them. Now, I'm not here for that. I'm aware of the fact that social media can be overwhelming, especially with the policy, security, consciousness, awareness on so content, and consume a lot of content you come around to see on this platform. Yet some of you have decided to add more stress to people's stress online. Why? Doing these behaviors I'm going to be talking about soon is quite daunting, and it's quite unfair adding into the normal stress of being on a social media platform. Yes, it is actually stressful to be online, especially using more than one platform, especially for business owners. Very, very stressful, because you go here and here getting orders or messages, or you know, trying to build your profile and all. So why do you decide that after everything people are going through personally, outside, online activities, and then when they come online they see things that, you know, some are saddening and all, then you have decided to add more stress to their stress by doing this? Now the first one I'm going to talk about is a category for other topics I'm going to be talking about today. Now this category is what I call private messaging. Oh, I'm very sure you are aware, you are very familiar with this, most especially for the WhatsApp users. I am free by 10 a.m. slide into my DM. Oh, you can reach out to me free to slide into my DM. I don't bite. Or you hear stuff like, you can check me out on WhatsApp at 08 slide into my DM and I'll be waiting for you. And that is how some people are sliding into your DM with a lot of problems, with lot of stress, adding it to your stress. And me, I am comfort, comfy, flex, comfort. We like to the flex. I know they like stress. And that is why I've taken it upon myself to bring this awareness to you guys. Now, private messaging. It's like going into someone's office, or let's say going into someone's house. Now, imagine, let's bring it to the logical aspect. Now, let's talk about it logically in the physical aspect. I decided to just show up at your house. No, you don't know me. Obviously, you don't know me. But I saw your address somewhere. I got to know you live somewhere, then I showed up at your doorstep. You don't know me. I just showed up at your doorstep. Then I said, hello. And they said, hello. You know that awkward hello to me back. And I was like, and I, you know, I'm smiling. And you are like, okay, I'm waiting. And the next thing I said is, how are you? And for the past 5 minutes, I've said hello. I'm coming back to say, how are you? You know, you'll be wondering that, did you miss road? Are you sure you are going to my house? Are you sure this is where you're coming to? Like, are you okay? Are you all right up there? You definitely ask me if I'm right in the head, because it's quite, you know, unreasonable to show up at your doorstep, not letting you know my identity, not showing my identity, not even telling you how I got to know you live there, or telling you the main reason why I'm there knocking at your door. So that is how private messaging is like. Private messaging is quite different on all social media platforms. Yes, if you check out Facebook private messaging or Instagram, they are quite different. On Facebook, for a first time contact, especially if that is your first time, you send a friend request first. Now that's like a request to know your house, to check if I can enter your DM. And if you've gone through my profile, you love what you see, then you accept my friend request, then I can then come into your house and then tell you why I decided to be your friend. Or if I'm just, you know, trying to add more to my friend list, I'll just let you be. Okay, now I know your house. Whenever I need your help, I'll come into your house. That's just how private messages are, right? Now, let's leave other platforms now, because today I want to focus on WhatsApp. Yeah, WhatsApp private messaging is not encouraging at all. And I think this is an open letter to Metaverse to try to find a solution around this. On Telegram, you can decide to cut out how people add you to groups and all. But I don't think there's a way you can stop people from, once they have your contacts, you can't stop people from entering your DM on WhatsApp and on Telegram. But now I want to focus on WhatsApp. Now, unlike other platforms, before you can go private messaging, someone you are chatting with for the first time, you have to get a request, like send a friend request. On Instagram, for example, you have to first send the message, then it will be in message request. If the person decides to accept that message, then you can come into primary or general chat list. Then from there, you continue the conversation. But on WhatsApp, private messaging has been abused. Has been abused. Especially members from communities on WhatsApp, on groups on WhatsApp, barging into someone's DM, someone's private message chat, because you have access to their contact without a proper introduction, is rude. The height of it is broadcast messages dumped into people's direct message box. Don't go about dumping message, because now I noticed that people often do that a lot. When they get your contacts, maybe from a group list, they just, you know, enter your DM, no proper introduction, and the annoying thing is that hello and they will leave, do not even say anything. Then you come online, you are seeing 20 messages, and out of that 20 messages, 18 messages are from people you don't know saying hello and disappearing. No, tell me, for someone that takes consciousness of time management, and we have different taxes we have scheduled for each time, each hour. Now, I know I come online by 4 p.m. in the evening to chat before my regular online stuffs. Then I come online, seeing 20 messages, and out of that 20 messages, 18 messages are from people I don't know saying just hello and leaving me to keep wondering who they are, why they are chatting me up, how they got to get my contact. You know, it's quite annoying. And the more reason why I'm even focusing on WhatsApp is that other platforms, you get to first see their profile, then, but on WhatsApp you can't even see their profile unless they put their names, and that's all. There's nothing that shows where they are from or anything. The only thing you see when you go to their profile setting is their name. That's even if they put their name. Some of them put emojis. Many people use emojis or their nickname. Who cares? Nikki Frosh, who cares? I don't know you. This is your first time of chatting me, or do I have to start racking my brain trying to know who Nikki Frosh is? Aside from that, the next thing you see is probably you are both in a group. You see your group links, I mean your group relations there, the groups you both are in, and that's all. Unless the number is a business account and they are using WhatsApp business, you can then go through their catalogs. That is all. So why would you then decide to stress me by coming into my DM for the first time? I don't know you, and you are dropping me hello. The worst of it all is dropping me BC message. I don't know you. Why would you want to drop me a BC message? Now, no matter what, if your first time of messaging them is not good, you're not going to have a good relationship with these people, because the first impression you've made on them is just, I experienced about four of this same situation I'm talking about, where people just drop messages into my DM. I don't know what the link is for. There's no even, okay, now, let's talk about it, that you don't want to introduce yourself. You don't want me to know who you are, or how you get to know my contact, or something like that. But what about trying to tell me why you are sending me that PC, that broadcast message? How about telling me why you are dropping me hello? Hello, I saw your contact on a group and I'm trying to add people up to, you know, make a friend list. All right, so that's why I'm chatting you. No, that's fine. I will know that, okay, you need a friend. Well, I also need friends, so I'm going to definitely respond to you. But you are dropping me link that I don't even know the use of that link, I don't even want to know, because most of this link they drop, is either affiliate product links or scam links. Where once you click like this, you are in, you are out of your, in fact, you are done. So, still under that, now, I almost forgot, still under that, this direct message thing, for people that are old contacts, you definitely, you've gone past the formal introduction, getting to know you, who are you and all. But it's been a while you have chatted without your friend, and you are not sure, because nowadays I hear people complain that their messages just wipe out, their WhatsApp just crashed, and they have to start all over again. And most times I see messages on people's status like, please resend last messages. Now, you don't know the circumstances that might have happened to these people. You've chatted them for a long time. When you chat them up, and in the course of conversing with them, they are confused about who you are. It happened to me. One of my friends from my university days messaged me to send a contact to her. I was like, I don't know you. So I had to go to her profile picture to check. Still, I didn't get to recognize the face. Maybe because it was a picture I've not seen of that person. So I went back into the DM. I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know who this is. Please, if you can actually introduce yourself, I'll just like know if I will be able to send the number to you. What would the person say next? Don't you know me? Please, if I know you, would I be asking you to introduce yourself? No, I won't. Obviously, I don't know you. Fine, we know each other outside these social media platforms, but I don't know you now that you're chatting me up. Either I lost your contact or my WhatsApp message app crashed and I have to, you know, reinstall and all my messages are out and all. Or I change my number and I don't have your old number on it. Now, you are chatting me up. You know me, obviously. And I have already showed that I don't know you. Then you can introduce, oh, this is Comfort from your department in your secondary school or in your university days. I'm trying to message you on this, and you get it, saves you the stress of, you know, prolonging this conversation. It does. Instead of saying, don't you know me, and the person like, if I know you, will I be asking you to introduce yourself? Stuff like that. It will just cut out those crappy conversation and just take you straight to what you are there to get. And then you, in a minute, you are done. You're out of the person's DM. Now, let's go to video calling and voice calling. I have some international people that message me a lot, especially because I often put my contact on Facebook. And, you know, once people get your contact, they can message you from anywhere, they can add you anyhow, and which is not good. So of recent, one of my international friends messaged me. Now I told him that when you want to call me, if I don't permit you to call me, please don't call me. I don't like unsolicited or unpermitted, if there's a word like that, voice call and video calls. The other day I was on Facebook and I actually didn't know the person, because why would I know you when you are being Shane Man, and I just know you as Ayo, and you are being Shane Man. Shane Man and Ayo, is there any correlation? Then you're messaging me that, and don't I know you? I'm like, I don't know you. After going through your timeline, I'm not seeing a personal picture. All I'm just seeing is picture of aluminiums and all. Then the person just decided to get angry with me. How would I know him? The next thing, voice call. The next thing, video call. I'm like, ah. Even if I know you, for the fact that we haven't even confirmed the fact that I know you, you are calling me, I'm not going to pick the call. I am not. So it's a bad behavior to video call someone or to voice call without asking for permission. Don't do that. It's interrupting other people's schedule when you start jiggling up their phones with calls, especially WhatsApp video calls and voice calls. Unless if the person is not online and you are trying to reach out to them, so you want the person to see your message as urgent. Yeah, I do that a lot. When I come online on WhatsApp, I first go to my calls to check if there's any missed call. Anybody's missed call I see there, that those are the first people I'm attending to, because I believe that it's because it is urgent, that's why they are trying to call me. So aside from that, please don't go into people's DM calling them, especially people that call early in the morning. I know business starts by 9 a.m. but around 7, 6 a.m. you are calling me. Please, why? Just drop me a message. When I'm online, I'll see it. And if it's urgent, just give me a call, like a normal call, not WhatsApp call. And for people that are doing conversation, that's when they like calling. They will not even ask you that, oh, can we call? Can I see your face? Or can we take this into voice call? Because I'd like to, you know, express myself more. Yeah, people have problem typing and expressing themselves at the same time. Often when I'm tired, I just tell the person that, can we use voice note, because I'm tired. But you see, while we are conversing, while we are talking, the next thing you're doing is calling me without even asking if I would love to have your call coming. I won't pick the call. It's not that I am proud. I won't pick the call. So don't make voice calling or video calling to people who have not permitted you to do that. And in case you are calling old friends, don't make it to be an incessant call. They are not online, or they are online. You are seeing them online, but you want to reach out to them as urgent as it can be. Once you call them once, just go to their DM, drop the message. Oh, please, can you attend to this urgently? I need you to help me sort this out. Or so. So stop calling them about 50 times. Calling them 50 times does not solve the problem you are trying to, you know, address. Instead, it gives them panic attack. Imagine me coming online and seeing 100 missed call. I will be panicking like, wait, am I in trouble? What's going on? Why am I getting 100 calls from this person? No. It's not done that way. All right, the next one, odd hours chat. Does it still happen? Oh my God. Imagine me as a business person that I open my store from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. After 6 p.m., I don't take any orders. Then you're calling me. You're chatting me up after 6 p.m. to order. As much as I want to sell, there are rules that you also have to follow. I don't know. Because any messages I take from 6 p.m. upward, they are from my personal chat, friends' chats, and, you know, going through my other online activities. And that is why I've already put the time for you to know that, okay, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., you can ask me anything about this business, this particular business. Once it is past 6 p.m., please don't come into my DM for that purpose. So it's always good to adhere to people's business rules, etiquette, and like that. It just saves you the stress of, you know, encountering insults or, you know, making rude remarks about people. You are not entitled to them. No. So stop all this. Now, not all status viewers are viewing. I've come to notice this through a friend. It happened on my birthday, and I was pained because I posted my birthday pictures. The person saw the post on my status, and I waited long hours. In fact, I waited 3 days before this person decided to message me. I was like, are you just knowing? 3 days ago was my birthday. You didn't even message me. You didn't wish me and all that. I was mad. So the person just burst my bubbles and told me that it wasn't the one viewing it. It was just automatically scrolling through people's status that he didn't even see it. I'm like, wow. And that is where I realized the fact that not all status views count in real time. Not all. You might have 19 views, and those 90 views are automatic scroll. You know what I mean by automatic scroll? When maybe you are checking
a person's status and something just came in, a distraction, you drop your phone for a minute to go and do whatever the distraction is about. By the time you come back, your WhatsApp status will not still be on that one you have clicked. It will just keep scrolling through. And since you have data, it will keep uploading. It will keep loading up, loading up. In people that you are viewing their status, in their mind, they will think that, wow, this person. Sometimes when I see maybe my friend's views, maybe in a long time, they've never viewed my status, and I'm seeing them, I'm like, is this a real-time view or automatic scrolling view? So I let it slide for like 3 days. I watch the behavior of that person. When I say, oh, it's consistent. And to know if views are real-time, check at the time those people check your status. Now, if they check your status in about at the same time, you know, like all your status 1 minute passed in between, they are not checking, especially if it is written status. You know, before you can hold up a status post and read through, it takes some minutes. Okay, let's not say minutes, but not everybody are fast readers. So it takes some people a minute to read through. But the minute they scroll, they are not reading, they are not viewing your status, they are just scrolling through. They are looking for maybe something to entertain them, and your status is not providing that. All right. Now, I think we are going to stop here today, because I don't want to rush you with these tips. I really want you to get it worked into your system, to know that social media can be helpful at the same time detrimental to your social relationship. And this podcast is all about how to keep your heart healthy and how to keep a healthy relationship and lifestyle. So watch out for these behaviors. If you do them, try to, you know, avoid them, and also share this to your friends to let them know that what they are doing is not good. All right, guys, so if you have any contributions or you have questions for me, just leave me a message on ConfluTubeTunes, on Instagram, and on Facebook. All right, guys, I'll see you some other time. Till we meet again, make sure you're safe and keep yourself safe.